Procter & Gamble employees push back on vaccine mandate, it's coercion, plain and simple. By Penny Starr on November 10, 2021. A group of unidentified Procter & Gamble employees produced and distributed a video pushing back against the U.S. manufacturer for mandating that workers be vaccinated for coronavirus in order to keep their jobs. The video, posted on YouTube, shows images of workers with their faces blurred to prevent identification due to fear of retaliation from the company for pushing back against the vaccine mandate. The video does show the face of Procter & Gamble CEO David S. Taylor. The company's headquarters are in Cincinnati, Ohio. Narrators say the company plays lip service to respecting every individual who works for the company but is breaking that vow by forcing people to get vaccinated. Those who oppose the mandate include people who have worked at Procter & Gamble for decades as well as newer employees. But we all have one thing in common because our company has threatened us with termination in the near future for daring to say, our bodies our choice. On our own website, we have a line that states we show respect for all individuals. This is something our leaders preach to us every single day. But it is something that they have failed to put into practice. And that is why we can't even show our faces in this video for fear of retribution. Instead of respect, many of us in this company have been subjected to name-calling, exclusion and general disgust for simply exercising our right to choose what we put in our bodies. Being forced to decide between termination or indefinite discriminatory testing requirements that P&G can eliminate at their discretion at any time is not a choice, it's coercion, plain and simple. The video narration reports that 26,000 people are employed by the company, which makes a wide range of products U.S. consumers rely on, including Tampax, Pampers, Tide, and Crest. Narrators warn of further damage to the supply chain in the wake of mass firings. The Cincinnati Inquirer reported on the video, which it said was posted online by Matt Couch of the DC Patriot website and has been viewed more than 73,000 times. P&G officials did not offer a specific response to the video when asked. Instead, a company spokesman indicated it is proceeding with complying with the mandate enacted by President Joe Biden that applies to U.S. companies that employ more than 100 workers. In October, P&G officials said the vast majority of its workforce in America is already vaccinated. Company officials said they hope to have all U.S. workers in compliance with the federal mandate by the end of this year. The company has seen some worker protests at some of its factories in Lima, Ohio, and Cape Girardeau County, Missouri. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans on Saturday granted an emergency stay of Biden's vaccine mandate on businesses with over 100 employees. We are in the process of reviewing the new federal requirements and guidance published recently and will have a refined policy shortly, P&G spokesman Patrick Blair said in the Inquirer report. The maker of Tide detergent and Pampers diapers employs 10,000 workers in Greater Cincinnati and 101,000 worldwide, the Inquirer reported. Narrators of the video asked the public to contact the company and express their opposition to the vaccine mandate. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.